Iran's President Hassan Rouhani has strongly condemned the U.S. over its planned new sanctions against the Islamic Republic's missile program. Rouhani said the, quote, oppressive sanctions are in line with Washington's hostile policy and its illegal interference with Iran's defense program. Rouhani ordered the defense ministry to speed up the production of various missiles. He noted that Iran's defense capabilities help stabilize the region and pose no threat to other countries. The Iranian president further reiterated that the country's missile program is not related to the nuclear agreement between Tehran and the P5+1 group. Media reports have quoted U.S. officials as saying that the new sanctions will target about a dozen companies and individuals in Iran, Hong Kong, and the United Arab Emirates. To discuss that further, and I joined Mr. Stephen Lendman, who is a writer and radio host, and he's joining us live now from Chicago. Mr. Lendman, President Rouhani and Iran are not taking news of these new sanctions lying down. How do you feel about their reaction?
Oh, I think they have a right to be extremely angry about this, and yet I'm certain that they expected this kind of duplicity from America, because this is long-standing U.S. policy, agreeing to one thing and then turning tail and doing something entirely different. I expect more harsh treatment of Iran, because the key issue, it was never Iran's nuclear program. It was always Iranian independence, and America tolerates no independent sovereign countries. It wants all subservient states to U.S. policy, and Iran's sovereign independence is non-negotiable. This is what's going on. So we had the nuclear agreement, and America maybe is taking a step with more to come to possibly dismantle the entire thing.
And Mr. Lendman, what exactly is behind these new U.S. sanctions? Of course, they say that this has to do with the missile program, a defensive missile program, which Iran says it has every right to pursue.
Well, certainly Iran has every right to pursue its military program the same way as America, as other NATO countries, as Israel, and no sanctions imposed on them by anybody. Of course Iran has a right to defend, to certainly enhance its military capability for defensive purposes only. And the proof of the pudding is in the eating. Iran has not attacked another country in centuries. It certainly has defended itself when attacked, but it poses no threat to any nation, no regional one, no one outside the region. Everybody knows this, so these sanctions are simply a hostile act by America against an independent state, and again, there's likely more to come.
And Mr. Lendman, how do you think this affects, of course, the nuclear agreement? Many people were, of course, very happy when that nuclear agreement was agreed upon at some point. But now, of course, the U.S., as you said, is acting out in this hostile manner.
Well, America will always find a reason to be able to negate something it negotiated. Its entire history of treaty making, going back to its negotiations with Native Americans, treaties made, agreements made, treaties broken, agreements broken, millions of people hurt, millions of lives lost, and we see the way America conducts its foreign policy. Endless wars against one country after another, and there's no question in my mind that the key in America's mind for wanting to replace Bashar al-Assad in Syria with a U.S. puppet was to isolate Iran and then attack the Islamic Republic and do the same thing to Iran that it's doing to Syria, that it's doing to Iraq, to Afghanistan, to Libya. And this is what U.S. policy is, a policy of endless naked aggression costing millions of lives by a nation outrageously calling itself a democracy. It's a police state. It's a rogue police state, nuclear-armed, dangerous, able to wage nuclear war and end life on Earth. I'm very disappointed and very concerned as we enter the new year. And I wrote an article this morning I titled Grim New Year Tidings. I don't see anything on the horizon that gives me hope for something better in 2016 than what we've seen up to now.
Okay, well, we'll leave it there at that point. But of course, as always, Mr. Lendman, we do appreciate you taking your time out to speak to us. That was Mr. Stephen Lendman, who was speaking to us live from Chicago.